Going Heavy, Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021, a classic is happening today. But first of all, if you haven't yet, please watch the other video attached to today's training, which is entitled, How to Approach Heavy Days. It includes warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. It's Lynchpin Conversations number 113. You can find it on our YouTube channel or on iTunes, Spotify, etc., etc. But today's workout is a classic from CrossFit.com. Last time we did it was January 23rd, 2021. It's 5 sets of 1 for the shoulder press, 5 sets of 3 for the push press, 5 sets of 5 for the push jerk. So after you warm up, how this is done is you do all the shoulder press before you move on to the push press. Then you do all the triples and the push press, and then finally, you have 5 sets of 5 left on the push jerk. And again, rest as needed between each one of those sets. I think most individuals should probably rest absolutely no less than 2 minutes between each lift, up to potentially 4 minutes. So probably 3 to 4 minutes is a great place to be for a lot of those lifts. And it's a beautiful day because it just shows you from no hip drive on the shoulder press to hip drive on the push press to a hip drive to a retreat under the barbell, receiving the object with arms locked out overhead, standing up. Just once you learn to harness the power of your hips, it's incredible what you can move for a set of 5 compared to what you can move for a set of 1 with the shoulder press. You might be able to do the same loading, which is awesome. We've got a video showing the shoulder press, the push press, and the push jerk. Super Fitness Robot would be holding 85% or more of your 1 rep max shoulder press across all movements. Now, you don't have to hold the same loading. You could go up and go down on the shoulder press and the push jerk as long as all the sets are appropriately challenging. They should be appropriately challenging because it is intended to be a heavy day. But you don't have to stay the exact same loading. More likely, 60% or more of your 1 rep max shoulder press across all movements. Scaled option, still the shoulder press, 5 sets of 1, still the push press, 5 sets of 3, but then instead of the push jerk, we're still choosing a technically demanding movement, but one that's less so. So we're going with the split jerk, 5 sets of 5 reps, and we have a video showing that. Limited equipment option. Okay, here we go. Assuming that they have a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for the men, pair of 35s for the women, challenging loadings. If you have other dumbbells available, you're of course authorized to go up or down as you see fit. 5 rounds, each 4 time, and reps of. You do each 4 max reps, so to speak. Don't worry about the time. I should get that out. 5 reps, 5 rounds, 4 reps. I don't like the wording of that. 5 rounds, 4 reps of. Here we go. You do 5 dumbbell strict shoulder press immediately into 6 dumbbell push press immediately into max reps dumbbell push jerk. And then whatever is that max number of dumbbell push jerk reps you get, it's kind of your score, so to speak. That's a round. You would rest 2 minutes between rounds. Now, it could be plenty challenging to get 5 strict dumbbell press immediately into 6 dumbbell push press and have anything left for the dumbbell push jerks. Really want you to get in some dumbbell push jerks. Ideally, let's say 5 at least would be great. And so if that's the case, it just, you know, you've just got 1 set of dumbbells, they're a bit heavy, you can move them safely, then what you may want to do is maybe do the 5 dumbbell shoulder press, set them down, shake it out, rest 30 seconds, pick them up, 6 push press, set them down, rest 30 seconds, pick them up, do 5 jerks, and then go ahead and take your 2-minute rest. So that could be a way to do that. We've got a video showing the dumbbell press, push press, and the push jerk. No equipment workout today. For time, 150 hand-release push-ups or 50 strict handstand push-ups. It just depends upon what you have. We've got videos showing both of those movements. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always, we've got the slips training. And the slips training, it takes a bit. It can take 15 to 20 minutes. Slips stands for something, S-L-I-P-S. S stands for scales, both front and back. L for L-sit. I is inversion. P is planks. And S is stretching. Each one of those elements has a video attached, so you can check it out. And the scales might look a little silly or maybe even easy at first glance, but once you try them and practice them and try to do them with virtuosity, I think you'll find them beneficial and challenging. For the stretching, you can do something that you want to do, or you can just do the stretching that we have programmed for today. After the slips, let's get that engine going. You're going to choose one of these and put an appropriate amount of effort into it based upon how you're feeling today. If you want to burn it down, burn it down. If it's more moderate, it's all good. Either a 1,000 meter row, an 800 meter run, or 3 minutes max effort on the bike of your choice. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. And the bar hang for the lats and chest, holding that, or accumulating, I should say, 1 to 2 minutes. Hope you enjoyed the day's training. Most of us have a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it. And I'll see you back here on Friday for the next workout.